Nice to see everyone in the house of the Lord. And we're few in numbers today, and trust that the Lord will heal us all up of our things that are holding us back, remove barriers from people's lives that are holding them back, and that the Lord would send light into our souls. We need light to be able to see, and we want to see what God's up to these days. Amen. And I don't know what's going on in most churches. I hope the gospel's going on. I hope that the Lord is being put front and center. Amen. And it's a wonderful thing to collectively meet before the Lord. And it's where light shines. You're not going to get it somewhere else. This can't be replaced by something else. We have to collectively be joined together, because God wants to breathe something into us when we're together in his presence. Amen. And I know there's obstacles that come along the way that hold us back. You know, you get a flat tire on the way to church and you don't have a spare with you, and so you call AA, and by the time you get your tire fixed, church service is over. And so there's a million and one obstacles that want to hold us back. But generally, we have to remember that God wants to speak to us. He has something to say to us, and collectively, as we join ourselves together. And I want to start with a verse from Lamentations, and chapter 3 and verse 26. It says, "It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord." And it's good for us to have hope. But sometimes the things we see with our eyes discourage us. There's much out there to discourage us, and it's discouragement makes us lose hope. But don't lose hope, and whatever we see, and we have to keep our eyes focused on the invisible God, because the things we see with our eyes can be discouraging, and so we want to keep our eyes on the Lord. And we can hope no matter what we see. And some may have come here. I hear a lot of beeping going on. I hope it isn't me. But some may have come this morning looking for help. Some may have come this morning looking for direction. Some may have come this morning looking for a confirmation that they're heading in the right direction. And some may have come this morning just to sit in the presence of Almighty God and give him the honor that's due his name. And, you know, all these things can take place that I mentioned in the presence of God. Hallelujah. And his presence was here this morning. And I just thank you, Jesus, that you're more faithful than all of us put together, and that you're here. Hallelujah. You come to meet with us. Your presence is here. And if your presence is here, anything can happen in the presence of God. And I just want to point out a few things that took place in the past in the presence of God with the children of Israel, who were led by a pillar of fire by day, and they were led by a cloud of his presence by day and a pillar of fire by night. And they were always in the presence of the Lord. And Deuteronomy 29:5, I think it is, tells us, "And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes have not worn out on you, and your sandals have not worn out on your feet." Amen. That's quite a feat. 40 years in the presence of God, and their clothes never wore out, and they never got a new pair of shoes because they didn't need it. You ladies would have hated that journey. No new shoes, no team you. And but isn't this amazing thing that happened? 40 years, their clothes never wore out, and their sandals never wore out. And it was in the cloud of his presence that manna would fall every day. Hallelujah. It's in his presence where they were being fed, and with heavenly bread. And we see that in his presence, there's peace. In his presence, there's joy. And after I've been in his presence and I walk away, his image can be seen in you. Hallelujah. The reflection of the living God can be seen in us. And we know what happens after a day. It all leaks out. And I have to get back in his presence again. Hallelujah. But I love that fact that, you know, his image can be seen in us as we wait on him, as we sit in his presence. Amen. That was really what took place over in the book of Acts in 4:13. And it says, now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated, untrained men, they marveled and they realized they had been with Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, they had been with Jesus, and his image was seen in them, and his workings were done through them. Hallelujah. And so this verse we have that tells us in Lamentations, don't lose your hope. Don't lose your hope. No matter what you see, don't lose your hope. And it talked about waiting patiently for waiting patiently in his presence for the salvation of the Lord to come. And there's lots out there to discourage us, but we keep our eyes on the invisible God. That's what we want to do. And, you know, waiting on God is going to, he's going to direct us, supply us, protect us, correct us, and reward us as we wait on him. But waiting on God quietly isn't something that most of us do well. I want to just tell you that there's been some turbulence in the kingdom of God. In the spiritual realm, I'm experiencing turbulence more than usual. And that's a barrage in your mind when you're trying to get still before the Lord. And you know what's coming to me? Oh, you got to get the car fixed. Oh, you got to go pick up some apples from Walmart. Oh, you got to get... And my mind is everywhere and I can't calm it down. Shut up! And get still! But there seems to be an increase of turbulence these days just to distract me a little bit. And so I fight my way through and get into the presence of God and get it still. But the turbulence is there, and maybe you're experiencing it too. And so when we wait on the Lord, and he supplies all our needs, and but sometimes it's a little awkward when we wait on the Lord because of the turbulence and the stress and the strain and everything else coming against us. But there's it's not all waiting on God. There comes a time for action. You know, waiting on God prepares us for the day of action. And I just want to read a couple of verses just from Joshua. We won't stay there long, I promise. Joshua 1:3 says, every place the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. And it was a time when they had entered into the promised land, and this was the promise given to them. Every place the sole of your foot shall tread, I have given you. Amen. The promise finally came. You know, it was given to Abraham about 500 years earlier. They wandered 40 years in the wilderness, waiting for this promised land that God had promised. That's a long time to wait for a promise to come along. But when God says something, it's going to come to pass. Amen. And it did. And the time came. And it was now. It's kind of shocked you. You've been waiting so long. Amen. And but now it was the time for action. It was the time for moving forward. They finally came. Chanced to lay hold of their inheritance in the promised land, a land that flowed with milk and honey. And the secret to unlock their inheritance was found in verse 8 and of the same chapter. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For when you will make your way, then you will make your way prosperous, and then you'll have great success. Hallelujah. And so Joshua was given a key that would unlock a prosperous way, that would unlock the way to success. Last week we heard in the New Covenant that Jesus said, those who hear these sayings of mine and does them is like a wise man who builds his house on the rock. Hallelujah. And this was the key that would unlock this time of action, the time of moving forward. If you want to have good success when the time comes for action, yeah, be in the Word of God. Obey the Word of God. We know in the Old Covenant that they had the law. It was an outer law, and by obeying it, they would prosper and they'd have great success. Now we're governed by an inner life. Hallelujah, which is much better. I'll take that any day. And as we're governed by this inner life, and we're going to prosper as well, and we're going to have great success. But the time had come for them to move forward into it. The time of waiting was over, and now it was a time for action. And to place their feet, they'd have to place their feet on the promise of God to be able to inherit it. And if this is spiritual warfare, it looks awful physical, doesn't it? Looks awful physical. And their earthly actions would really break through into spiritual power. And so there was a place God had for his old covenant family. And it was this place talked about in Joshua. And it was a place for his old covenant family. And they would move forward and possess the land. Hallelujah. And we know they'd bring forth Christ.